this. This is what you want. This is what we do. There's no one
like you. I don't believe it.
No way, that never happens.
It's Triple M's
Say What.
And this is what we came for. Pablo and Angie telling tales. Some tall, some short, some falling fair in the middle of all of that to work out truth or lies. Pablo?
Yes, now it's your turn this week. I'm going to put my detective hat on. Play along at home. Let's try to work out whether this is rubbish or this is the truth.
I haven't thought about this for a long time. I've stared down a gun-wielding soldier and he shot above our heads.
Ooh-hoo.
Getting the juicy stuff now.
Where and when?
This was in Sri Lanka. This was a long time ago, I have to say. I started my radio life in Sri Lanka. That's a whole other story. Basically, it was still in the very end, at a very brutal end of the civil war and the conflict there. And so there were lots of checkpoints. There were always soldiers around. It was one of the things I noticed first off when I landed and got into the car that was there to pick me up. Lots of checkpoints, lots of those big AK-47s, soldiers everywhere. You kind of just got used to it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what you do get used to. It was in like 2009.
And the gun, he fired the gun.
Yes.
Wow. How close were you?
It was all up in his grill. So I'd been walking and I came upon a checkpoint.
And what provoked him? I mean, you're a provocative lady at the best of times. But what provoked an armed soldier to fire his weapon?
Well, and then here we go. This is where it comes down to it. So I came up to the checkpoint, and normally it's just for cars. And I'd just been on the phone to my friend who I was catching the bus to meet a friend. So, and she was like, oh, it's fine. Just walk through. They don't stop people walking. Well, they both, two of them stood in front of me and two of them stood behind me, and they all had guns and they wanted to see my passport. They were asking me questions, what I was doing in Sri Lanka, where I was from. Mm-hmm. And then this guy, who was very young, asked me if I was married.
Oh.
And then that's where the little spark in my head went off and went, this isn't anything official. This is someone asking me if I'm married. And I just got a bit annoyed. And like I said, you kind of get used to the guns and stuff. And so I sat there and I crossed my hands and I said, is this an official stop? And the guy blushed and then he was losing face in front of his mates. And so he started to puff up, as sometimes people do. And he's like, yes, it is. And then he was showing off, basically. And he fired the gun. He fired the gun in the air. And then his mates were very quickly like appalled. And they were like, go on, madam. Sorry. And I was just like shook and just kept walking.
Wow. It's kind of like a bit of a Karen situation. I thought you were going to ask for the manager for a second there.
This is days well before Karen, well before social media, well before smartphones. That's why, it was a super weird one. It was super weird. And it was in its time, if that makes sense.
Now, how did you react? Were you quite upset? Did you cry? Like, what was the outburst after it? Because I imagine you'd be pretty shook up by this.
Well, like, my hands are shaking now.
Yeah.
So, like, I think about it and it's.
This is a tough one. This is a really tough one. That's why I love this game, because we get to know each other quite well. I actually think this could be true. So I think I'm going to go with my gut. Instinctly, when you told me first up, I thought this is absolute BS. There's no way this happened. But you were sort of fleshed it out a little bit. It rings true. You are provocative. You went and asked for the manager.
I'm going to need to ask about that provocative thing at another time. But we'll flag that and circle back.
So I think you would have riled up an army soldier, a lieutenant, so much that he lost his nerve after 10 years of training in the deep jungle, that he would have fired his weapon. I reckon this is true.
I've got you, Pablo. It is true. It is 90% true. It was all true about the confrontation and the guns and the two in front of me and the two behind me and the questions, all true, but he did not shoot the gun.
Wow, he probably wanted to.
Do you know what? Sometimes I questioned with all of that if they even had bullets in their guns. it was a weird time in my life. Yeah, I don't know if I would have that much confidence now, though. Even without the gun shooting, it was super full on to be stopped and surrounded by these four guys with guns and then to be questioned. And then it was that moment when he asked about if I was married. Like, I'm 19, right? I'm like 19 years old. And I was like, oh, hell no. I just gave him all his attitude and walked off. Like, I wouldn't do that now. Jeez.